And the Mechaber says that near Shaiva, a wax candle, has the same halacha as a Rashash Shemayata. And if you can't read to a wax candle, even though it's different than Shemen, it's different than oil, Mishnah Berurah explains that there's no Rashash, you get them doing Mavir. There's a Rashash, you might play around with the wick coming out of the candle and be Mechaber, and actually put out the flame or make the flame smaller. And the Mishnah Berurah brings, the Bach says, B'shem the Marshal, that people are Mekel, the Chakalim and Tzitzis, and can read by Ner Shaiva. And their shechelev is to have a wax candle. And the reason is because the regular shemayati don't have. The chashash shemayachabi might do kibui. Kibui is not the raisa in the vast majority of cases, including this one. Because generally, melacha she'ain tzirich l'gufa. As long as you're not doing it because you want the pecham, you want the piece of ash that comes out, so it's generally only the rabbanon. And for chashash that you come to do something, it's the rabbanon, chazal or not geyser. The Taz says that like that as well. However, the Magen Avraham comes out, that shloim letzarech what shem achrim, because there are those who say that kibbutz does end up being a melacha deraisa. It's machlekes about that. There's also Eli Rabbu who says that by wax candle there is the conventional chashash shemiyata similar to shemen. He brings raya from the rabban. The Bir Agro also goes like that. So therefore, if shloim letzarech one shem achrim, if it's for letzarech one can make them. However, and this is very important, the Shnebura says that our candles, which are higher quality, you can read by them, you can certainly learn by them. There's no chashash shemiyata because not the derech timata to tilt it even during the week. There's no such chashash. Since no chashash, even during the week, there's no benefit or need for atiyah for tilting and twisting it. So there's no reason to be geyser b'chlal. And therefore, the chashash of shemayata is not so relevant nowadays that we use regular electric light, based on what this Mishnah Berurah says by the lights of his days. Now, Shuri pointed out that sometimes you have a lamp that has different levels, low, medium, and high. And then there might be a chashash that someone might come to turn the dial from low to medium or from medium to high. And then, possibly, there will be an issue of shemayata, even in the modern world. That's how we have a modern-day scenario. Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Rashash shemayata, there's only one person who's learning or reading over there. But there's two people reading together, or learning together, so then there's less of a Rashash shemayata. Because one person comes to tilt, the other person reminds them, hey, it's Shabbos, don't tilt it, don't be matit. But says the Shulchan Aruch, it's only if they're reading on the same inyan. But if they're reading two different inyanim, so then, not paying attention to each other, and then it would not be okay. Each one's looking at their own sefer, their own book, and no one's paying attention to the other one, and then it would not be a heter of shnayim, two people together. Now this heter, that two people, it's not a problem, because one will remind the other, Mishnah brings machlekes achreinim, it's machlekes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham, is this heter only by learning, where it's like a dvar mitzvah, that's the Magen Avraham holds. But the Taz says, it's always, even if someone's reading a book, it's not a dvar mitzvah, still two people together, one will remind the other, and it's fine. The Ma says that if they're learning from two different svarim, or we could say if it's by books also, reading from two different books, even if it's in one Indian, it's going to be aser. It has to be the same sefer and the same Indian they're reading in. And therefore, the Ma says that when Yom Tov night falls out on Shabbos, you know the reputum that they used to say in the shul, Yom Tov by night, and because Krishma, etc., when it fell on Shabbos, they would not do it because of the chashash of Shemayata. We're explaining to here, it's a rabbim, it's a lot of people, but not some of them, or shnayim, and such a terim. Amongst the rabbim, there's a chashash that end up being atiyah. Mishnah Berurah says, certainly one person who is davening by himself in his house, b'yechidus, definitely there will be this issue of shemayata, and he should not say these piyutim, and it sounds from the Ramah, from the Mishnah Berurah, that was the minig. There's miris also that people say in Shabbos in their house. Mishnah Berurah says one should not read it, either he could say it by heart, or if he knows them well enough, these rogel ksasbem, he's just looking inside the bencher for a little extra credit, for a little backup help, then it's okay. Or he can make a shomer, he can tell his friend, to remind him to make sure that he does not matter. If somebody has a shomer, that always works, that's good enough. The Shulchan Aruch says if Gimel, if he has a shomer, so he designates to watch him, even if the shomer is not reading, so you might think he's not paying attention, still, if you told the person, make sure they keep track of me, that I shouldn't be matter, that's mutter, he could tell it to his wife, you're not afraid that the wife won't want to say anything to her husband to stop him, he could rely on the fact that if he tells his wife to remind him not to matter, she'll remind him. Sif Dalet, Adam Choshev, that he's not matter even during the week, it's mutter, there's no chashash shemayata. Somebody's not matter during the week, there's no reason things get matter on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says that there's not a cloud of Adam Choshev, there's no chashash. We see by Bishmal ben Elisha in the Gemara that he was made some out of the Viterka Hedya, and there was a chashash of shemayata. In fact, the Pimigam says nowadays we should never be some of the Adam Choshev because many people, even on Hashem Chashuvim, they end up with Viterka and they forget and they're matter. However, if there's another tziruf, like Tzener Shashaiva, which already was a machlekes, if it has a chashash shemayata, then it's Adam Choshev, who generally is not matter, we can be mekel. So if, hey, if you have a madura, you have like a big furnace or a fireplace, even 10 people cannot read together, we can't say they remind each other because they sit far from each other, and also the logs block them from seeing each other, and therefore they will not chap to remind each other not to be mata if someone's about to be mata.